Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Do you find yourself tired all the time? You know, we've talked about hypoglycemia and anemia. We're going to refresh on those because so many people deal with it and aren't even aware of the fact that they may be anemic. And my co-host, SusanSmithJones.com, check her out, president of Health Unlimited. Susan, you say you have a lot of clients that have anemia. What are some of the first things that you recommend to them to do?
Well, I always recommend to get sleep. Keep in mind that, and I'll talk about exactly what it is in a moment, but insomnia and restless leg syndrome are two signs of anemia. And those, of course, interfere with getting adequate rest. And then when combined with the generalized fatigue that's the hallmark of anemia, sleep disturbances can be especially devastating. So you want to make sure you get enough sleep. I always recommend to people to eat a well-balanced diet, one that's nutritionally dense, with all the nutrients your body needs, that's low in refined fats and carbohydrates, and also moderate exercise is important, but you want to make sure that you don't overdo exercise, because you need to stay mindful of your iron intake, as intense athletic training, people that train for triathlons and marathons, can sometimes result in an exercise-induced iron deficiency anemia. Now, what's amazing to me, Michael, is according to the World Health Organization, anemia affects 1.62 billion people. That's nearly a quarter of the world's population.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And I did a little research before this, and heart disease and stroke are the first and third leading causes of death in the U.S., so we need a little bit of help from Mother Nature in the blood health department, because anemia has to do with our blood.
Absolutely. You know, between the iron, folic acid, B12, those three right there would solve the problem for most people, without a doubt. But what it brings home to me from a different point of view, Susan, because iron is your oxygen carrier, and you need oxygen for fire, for combustion, for energy. And what's interesting is the symbolic significance of it, because oxygen is symbolic of spirit. And when I hear people that are anemic, I think immediately that, one, they're overwhelmed by what's going on in their reality. They don't have faith in themselves to be able to handle what they're perceiving as being overwhelming, when in reality, it's not necessarily. I mean, I'm saying that I'm sitting here, I don't know what they're dealing with, but from a different point of view, there is a teaching that says you're never, ever placed in a situation that you cannot handle. So with that in mind, I would say to anyone who's anemic, number one, and I think we should hone in on some specific foods. And I'm not a food person, Susan. I know that you are. But yeah. I got this vision of beets coming to mind, that, you know, so rich in pigment and iron, I would think, as well. But
yeah,
the point
being is
that, okay, I thought so, but I wasn't sure. I know leafy greens are also very good for your minerals. But if you're dealing with anemia, get yourself a specific formula that is designed to nourish your bloodstream and provide, and get yourself a multi-mineral by all means. Between the anemia, between needing the chromium and the other nutrients for your pancreas to make insulin, and that's something I wanted to comment on that I didn't in the last segment, was that zinc is one of the nutrients that is destroyed by stress. And without enough zinc to facilitate the proper production of insulin, that may be one of the reasons for insulin-resistant diabetes. just as a backdoor note, so to speak.
Now, Michael, before I give you my favorite iron-rich foods, let me kind of give the listeners a course, a 101 course in the circulatory system. Having a healthy circulation is indispensable to radiant health because our blood must flow freely through our veins, unfettered by clots and blockages in the arteries. And in order to not only deliver oxygen and nutrients throughout the body, but our circulation needs to carry away our waste. And our immune system also utilizes the blood to do its job. So without enough iron in our diets, and most of the people that come to see me with anemia are very low on iron, often very low. So without enough iron in our diets, we can experience anemia. And that's a condition in which there's a decrease in the number of red blood cells or in the quality of the hemoglobin in the blood. And this results in a lack of oxygen being transported to the cells, which makes you really tired. So people who say to me, all right, so what foods are rich in iron? While I might not eat all of these, I'll tell you which ones are the richest in iron. It's red meat and egg yolks and dark leafy greens like spinach and collards. And you mentioned beets, Michael. The greens of beets are so good for you. Most people cut them off and throw them away in the store before they even purchase the beets. But you definitely want to eat the greens to the beets. Dried fruit like prunes and raisins, iron-enriched cereals and grains, but even oysters, clams, scallops. Now, I like these. The beans, lentils, chickpeas, and soybeans, and especially sprouted legumes. And on my website, you can learn how to sprout your own seeds and nuts and legumes. And I'll finish off the list with some of my favorites. Artichokes, pumpkin seeds, quinoa, tofu, and also blackstrap molasses. They're all iron-rich foods.
There you go. And I come at it from the nutritional point of view. And so from that point of view, I would say to you, take a look. And I never talk about products because if I was going to talk about products, I would talk about my own. But take a look at Floridex. It's a liquid and it's ideal. I know that it's been around the health food industry for the 40 years that I'm here. And so I know that it's going to be a really good product. So you could look at that as a one way of bringing iron into the system. And of course, like I said earlier, a multi-mineral is essential. And look at your life and see what it is that you think is overwhelming. And take a different look at it, because there's an old expression, how do you eat an elephant? Well, it appears to be overwhelming. Where does one begin? The answer is one bite at a time. So take a look at what situation you feel overwhelmed in and see if you can't break it down into smaller segments that you can find a place to take a bite, to get started. Then, by looking at it from a different angle, now that you've found that opening, that will give you new insights. And you may find an opening that will demonstrate to you that this project, this situation, is not nearly as overwhelming as it appears to be. Remember, and there, I believe this is a universal teaching, you are never placed in a situation that you cannot master. If you have a question, do not hesitate to call. I do believe the number is, if I'm right, 844-305-7800. If you don't want to hear yourself on the radio, then drop me a line, michael383@... I'm Michael Schwartz, and you've been listening to Radio MD. Stay well.